Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 458 for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished mostly lower in choppy trading Thursday as traders took profits off gains made in the previous session. Values were also catching up to losses suffered in U.S. soybean and soy oil futures yesterday when the Canadian market was closed. Traders were also positioning themselves ahead of the July 4th holiday in the U.S. Canola was generally 80 cents to 230 lower, with the most active November contract down 230 at $533.80 per ton. Large world supplies of soybeans also cast a bearish tilt over the marketplace. However, canola received some strength from U.S. soy oil, which was higher on the day. Persistent dry conditions across Alberta and Saskatchewan continue to support canola. The Canadian dollar was lower compared to the U.S. dollar, which made canola more attractive from a pricing standpoint on the international market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly higher. Soybeans were mixed, though, as traders took profits in the nearby contracts, while a new report from Informa Economics helped to push up the more deferred values. The most frequently traded November contract was 75 cents higher. Informa Economics pegged soybean production at 3.8 billion bushels in the U.S. on yields of 45 bushels an acre. Weaker than expected demand for U.S. soybeans weighed on values, along with uncertainty about how many soybean acres had actually been planted. Corn was 5 to 6 cents higher, with the most active December contract up 5 cents at $4.37 per bushel. Informa Economics projected lower U.S. corn production this year, which was bullish. Prices received a boost by deteriorating crop conditions in Europe. A heat wave has struck France right as the plants are pollinating. In addition, there are concerns over the health of the U.S. crop due to disease pressures. Wheat was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the September contract up 2 cents at $5.90 a bushel. Informa Economics pegged U.S. winter wheat production at 1.477 billion bushels, which is less than the USDA's June estimate, which was 1.5 billion. Some drier weather is expected in the eastern Midwest this weekend, which will come as a relief to producers with waterlogged fields. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.